蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。不知道朋友你会不会有这样的感受啊，就是你在读圣经的时候呢，你会发现有一些的经文呢对于你来说不那么容易理解，或者说不那么容易接受。大部分这些东西都是神迹奇事，你在现实的生活当中并没有看到过，你就会觉得这些事情到底是属实的吗？其实我们仔细想一想啊，有很多时候我们总是会觉得只要这件事情不是我亲身体会的，我就没有办法真的认同它。就好像我们平日里听到一些弟兄姐妹做见证啊，怎样的经历了神的恩典，怎样的见证神的大能，你还是会觉得为什么我不经历呢？为什么我就没有这样的体会呢？还是说他说的到底是不是真的？当然了，我想很多的东西呢，我们不能光从表象上去看待这些事情。但是呢，当我们作为一个基督徒，我们清楚的知道圣经就是神的话，而且呢，圣经当中所记载的都是原原本本历史的事件的话呢，那么我们就要好好的想一想了。我们去相信，我们去追求这些神迹奇事，内在的动机又是什么呢？在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯跟我们来分享马可福音的第八章，又讲到了一个神迹。我们一起来看看这一个神迹对于当时的门徒，包括对于现在的我们来说，有什么样的意义。
This month, we're working through an entire gospel, chapter by chapter, to better know who Jesus is. And today brings us to chapter 8, which I think is maybe even the most important chapter in all Mark's gospel.
这个月我们一章一章的来思想马可福音，帮助我们认识耶稣是谁。今天来到了第八章，我认为这是马可福音中最重要的一章。
In those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and saith unto them,
那时又有许多人聚集，并没有什么吃的。耶稣要门徒来说，
I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat.
我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经3天，也没有吃的了。
And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far.
我若打发他们饿着回家，就必在路上困乏，因为其中有从远处来的。
And his disciples answered him, From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness?
门徒回答说，在这野地从哪里能得饼叫这些人吃饱呢？
And he asked them,How many loaves have ye? And they said 7.
耶稣问他们说，你们有多少饼？他们说，7个。
And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and gave thanks, and brake, and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people.
他吩咐众人坐在地上，就拿着这7个饼祝谢了，掰开递给门徒，叫他们摆开，门徒就摆在众人面前。
And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them.
又有几条小鱼，耶稣祝福了，就吩咐也摆在众人面前。
So they did eat and were filled.And they took up of the broken meat that was left, 7 baskets.
众人都吃并且吃饱了，收拾剩下的零碎有7个筐子。
And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away.
人数约有4,000，耶稣打发他们走了。
And straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples, and came into the parts of Dalmanutha.
随即同门徒上船，来到大马奴他境内。
And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him.
法利赛人出来盘问耶稣，求他从天上显个神迹给他们看，想要试探他。
And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily, I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation.
耶稣心里深深地叹息说，这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。
And he left them, and entering into the ship again, departed to the other side.
他就离开他们，又上船往海那边去了。
Well, I've been looking back over my shoulder, retracing every step, trying to unforget. And I see the mountain tops I've journeyed over, and I see the valleys deep.Where I crawled on my hands and knees Pages of memories filled with joy and stained with tears They call my name and if I listen I can hear them saying Remember the way he led you up to the top of the highest mountain Remember the way he carried you through the deepest dark Remember his promises for every step on the road The road that's waiting, but my eyes can only see so far out ahead of me. As sure as the sun will shine, there'll be more mountains I will climb, and more deep, dark shadow lands where desperate faith is all I have. Until I'm home, I'm resting all my hope and trust in the only one whose name is God with us.Up to the top of the highest mountain. Remember the way he carried us through the deepest dark. Remember his promises for every step on the road ahead. Look where we've been, where we're going. And remember to remember. Oh, remember to remember.
Now, if you've been listening to other programs already this month of Haven Today, then you know that just 2 chapters back, Mark told us a similar story to the one we just heard on this DVD, and it's from Scripture. It's not the same story, though. Mark tells us that 4,000 were present, not 5,000 like in chapter 6. But more importantly, did you notice the love of Jesus here?The crowd had been with him for 3 days, hearing him teach, witnessing miracles. And still, Jesus was concerned for them. He loved them, not just their spiritual well-being. That, of course, was first and foremost. But Jesus was concerned for their physical well-being as well.
如果你这个月一直在听蓝天绿洲，你就知道两章之前的马可福音也记载了一个和刚才听到的经文类似的故事。但这并不是同一件事。这里说的是喂饱了4,000人，而不是第6章所说的5,000人。然而，更重要的是，你有没有注意到耶稣的爱？众人跟着他已经3天，听他的教导，看他行神迹，而耶稣也关心他们，爱他们。 他不只关心他们属灵的光景，当然这是最重要的，但耶稣也关心他们身体上的需要。
Remember we pray in the Lord's Prayer, give us our daily bread? For some people, that's a literal daily prayer. What I mean is that in our comfortable culture in which most of us live, not many of us realistically don't know where our next meal is coming from. And we tend to look down on those who actually do need to pray that prayer literally. Praying, hoping for the Lord to provide.
还记得主导文当中的这一句吗？我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。对于某些人来说，他们确实每天都这样祷告。我的意思是，在我们生活的大环境里，大部分的人生活的都很舒适，很少人面对下一顿饭不知道在哪里的困境。我们甚至会看不起那些每天都需要向神祷告，祈求三餐温饱的人。
Well, listen up. The Lord cares about your well-being and mine. He's promised to take care of his own. And that doesn't mean if you believe in Jesus, you're going to get rich. For some are trying to teach that today, but it does mean that you will always have what you really need. The Lord makes sure of it. I could recount story after story of the Lord miraculously providing for his children in need in my life and lives of people who listen to this program and who've shared that with me. Jesus had compassion on this large crowd. He wanted them to be fed and taken care of. He provided a fully satisfying meal in the face of weariness and exhaustion.
所以，留心听了，主耶稣关心你和我的幸福。他也应许会看顾属于他的人。这不表示你信了耶稣就会变成富翁，虽然有人这样教导，但这表示你肯定会得到你所需要的一切。耶稣向我们保证这一点。我有许多这样的见证可以跟你分享，就是神奇妙地供应他儿女的需要，在我自己、我们的听众或其他人身上都经历过。耶稣怜悯一大群跟着他的人，他希望他们能吃饱并且得到照顾。他在众人又饿又累的时候供应了食物，让他们吃得饱足。
Are you weary today? Are you exhausted? Well, the Lord says, come, come to me. That's what this miracle is all about. And in response to such love and such grace that Jesus showed, did you notice the Pharisees?
你感觉困倦吗？你筋疲力竭吗？耶稣说，来，来我这里。这是今天这个神迹的重点。那么，你有没有注意到法利赛人对耶稣的爱和恩典有什么反应呢？
They were those self-righteous religious leaders of that day. They didn't like that Jesus welcomed sinners and the outcasts.The one just seeking a refuge or their next meal. The ones, to be honest, like you and me. Think of yourself that way. So they came asking Jesus to prove himself. Instead of rejoicing that the Lord had raised up this powerful, godly leader for his people, the actual Son of God, and instead of following Jesus, they questioned his every move. What were his motives?
他们当时是宗教领袖，自以为意，他们不喜欢耶稣善待罪人和无家可归、三餐不济的那些人，其实也就是和你我差不多的人。所以，宗教领袖来叫耶稣用神迹证明他自己。他们并没有因为神兴起了这么一个大有能力、敬虔爱神的领袖而欢喜。没有认识到耶稣是神的儿子来跟随他，反而质问耶稣做这些事的动机是什么。
And maybe you are living this way. You know God's word, and you know what he's calling you to do, but you don't want to move unless he miraculously shows you a sign. But isn't that asking the Lord to bow down to your will? You need to hear this.But so do I. The Lord speaks, and we respond. We can't command the Lord to lead us in the exact way we want to be led. We are called to follow him as he has revealed himself in his word. And that's what the Pharisees were getting wrong. That's what you and I can get wrong as well. They were asking for a sign, some spectacular show and tell that proved the power of Jesus, but Jesus wouldn't play their game. And that's where the Pharisees were going wrong. But Mark shows us that it's not just the Pharisees who got it wrong.
或许你也是这样，你知道神的话，你知道神要你做什么，但是你不想动，除非神为你行个特别的神迹。可是这样岂不是要神照你的意思做吗？你要听听这个信息，我也是。主说话，我们就回应。我们不能命令神照我们希望的方式来带领我们。我们是被主耶稣呼召来跟随他的，因为他的话证明了他是神。法利赛人的错误就在这里，我们也可能犯同样的错。他们要求神迹，要一个有可看性的演出，好显示出耶稣的能力。但是耶稣并不想照他们的期望去做。法利赛人错了。然而，马可福音让我们知道，错的不只是法利赛人。
Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf.
门徒忘了带饼，在船上余了一个饼，没有别的食物。
And he charged them, saying, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod."
耶稣嘱咐他们说，你们要谨慎。防备法利赛人的笑和希律的笑。
They reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have no bread."
他们彼此议论说，这是因为我们没有饼吧。
And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, "Why reason ye, because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened?"
耶稣看出来，就说，你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？你们的心还是愚顽吗？
Having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember?
你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？也不记得吗？
When I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12.
我掰开那五个饼分给五千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢？他们说十二个。
And when the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7.
又掰开那七个饼分给四千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少个筐子呢？他们说七个。
And he said unto them, How is it that ye do not understand?
耶稣说，你们还是不明白。
From the new Gospel of Mark DVD, the last portion of Mark chapter 8, the disciples forgot to pack bread as they went with Jesus to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. They only had one loaf to share between the 13 of them.
刚才听到的是马可福音 DVD 的旁白，读出第八章最后一段的经文。门徒忘了带饼，十三个人只有一个饼。
Where they were, they didn't have enough food, and some people were going to go hungry. And then Jesus says something that's a little confusing, watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and of Herod. The disciples thought Jesus was rebuking them for forgetting bread, and they were beginning to worry, what if he gets hungry? What are we going to tell him? Can't you see yourself, maybe, in this story? You forgot the bread. You know there isn't much to go around.And you want to take care of your Savior, Jesus. But that's where we and the disciples can easily go wrong. Who was their rabbi?
他们带的食物不够，有人可能开始饿了。然后耶稣说了一番令人难以明白的话。你们要谨慎防备法利赛人的笑和希律的笑。门徒以为耶稣是在责备他们忘了带饼，就开始担忧。可能彼此谈论说，如果老师饿了怎么办？我们该怎么跟他说？ 在这个故事里，你看到自己的影子了吗？你知道自己所有的不多，而你还想要服侍主耶稣。但是，这就是我们和门徒同样容易犯的错误。他们的老师是谁呢？
Jesus. The same Jesus they have seen twice produce a banquet out of scraps. The same Jesus who walks on water. Their rabbi is the Lord himself. And they were worried about bread. How often are we the same way? One theologian says we too often live as practical atheists. That's why I mentioned it early on. And we forget the Lord and that he can and will provide for us. He speaks to us and he leads us in amazing ways. And we turn around and we begin to worry about that. Seek first the kingdom, Jesus told us. And he'll add everything else to you. The disciples had a bad case of spiritual amnesia. They were living like practical atheists. How often do I get spiritual amnesia?
是耶稣啊。那曾经两次请众人享受盛宴的耶稣，那行在水面的耶稣是他们的老师，就是主自己。而他们竟然担心面包不够。我们有多少次也跟门徒们一样呢？有位神学家说，我们经常活得太像现实的无神论者，也忘了神能够并且愿意供应我们的需要。神以奇妙的方式来带领我们，对我们说话，我们却回过头来就开始担心这个，担心那个。耶稣告诉我们，先求神的国，神会将其他的赐给你。门徒们就像患了属灵的健忘症，他们活得像是现实的无神论者。那我们呢？是不是也经常有属灵的健忘症呢？
He is the God who heals. He is the God who sees. He is the God who takes our burdens. And then he redeems. He is the God who forgives. He is the God who knows every one of our desires. And he satisfies our souls. And I won't forget all of your benefits. I won't forget.Praise the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, and all that is within me. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, and all that is within me. He is the GodShows compassion. He knows that we are dust, and despite what we deserve, he shows kindness to us. And I won't forget all of your benefits. I won't forget. Praise the Lord.
Oh, my soul.
朋友，你会有属灵的健忘症吗？我必须承认，我偶尔的时候真的发现自己其实已经忘记了神在我身上的恩典。所以对于我来说，当我回想神对我的恩典的时候呢，我觉得这不仅仅是一个回顾，又或者说是人生的一个思考，更多的其实是在激励我继续往前行。因为在过去那些经历神恩典的过程当中，我清楚地认识到，哇，神是大有能力的，而且神是丰富满满的。可能有朋友知道李诺曾经受过一点小伤，然后呢身上有一些的疤痕，特别是手臂上。那有一些关心我的人呢，常常会说，哎，现在的科技那么的发达，你可以通过一些医疗手段就把这些疤痕去掉啊。一开始我只是觉得麻烦，又或者说觉得没有必要浪费这个钱，因为毕竟这些东西并不影响我的生活。但是后来突然有一天，我想到一个事情，如果这些疤痕消失不见了，那么极有可能我忘记了神在我受伤住院的那段时间在我身上所行的神迹了。所以对于我来说，这些疤痕不一定是难看的一些记号，反而是我生命当中恩典的记号。正是他提醒我曾经神是怎样救我脱离那个艰难的环境。所以我想，我们的生命当中真的应该或多或少要找到一些属于我们自己的恩典的记号。在这些恩典的记号当中，我们要时时记得耶稣他是真实，他是又真又活的神，不只是一个概念上的神，他是真的在我们的生命当中能够带领我们、帮助我们、陪伴我们的神。正如圣经所说的，耶稣就是那一位以马内利的神。欢迎来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@liangyou.net， 短信号码是13229966，122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。